We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome to Day 24 of Joy. Today's title is Our Abounding Hope. Mother Teresa said, "Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is a net of love by which you can catch souls. A joyful heart is the inevitable result of a heart burning with love. Never let anything so fill you with sorrow as to make you forget the joy of the risen Christ." Our text today is in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Paul states his earnest desire for God's people in Romans 15, verse 13. In this prayer, he asks for three blessings from God to fall on the Christians in Rome: joy, peace, and hope. Joy and peace are often found together in God's Word. In Galatians 5, verse 22, Paul writes, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace," and you know the rest. F.F. Bruce tells us of a Scottish preacher who said, "Peace is joy resting, and joy is peace dancing." Peace is an incredible benefit that belongs to all of God's children. Because we have been fully and freely forgiven forever, we can live with the peace of God that passes all understanding. The peace of God brings joy to our souls. There is joy in knowing that your life is right with God. Because it is well with your soul, you can rejoice. The third element that is related to joy and peace is hope. Hope is the assurance that leads to confident expectations. As Christians, our hope is in heaven, glory, the resurrection, the second coming, and eternal life. Believers have hope that abounds. The question then is, how can we maintain abounding hope? Paul says, in believing. Expounding on Paul's words, Clarence Bentz writes, "This abundant life is not a gift once received and then irrevocably ours." Paul brings us back again to the response of faith by stressing that the blessings of joy and peace fill us as we trust in God. As branches, we must keep on abiding in the vine in order to bear fruit. So the believer must keep trusting in the grace of God in order to manifest peace, joy, and hope in the world. Our faith in God is the key to receiving joy and peace. Trust in God's unfailing character and promises allows us to abound in hope. Do you want peace? Trust God in all circumstances. Do you desire to be filled with all joy? Believe what David declared to you yesterday in Psalm 16:11 when he said, "In his presence there is fullness of joy." Where does your hope come from? It comes from your confidence that He is true. In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 15, Paul writes, "We know that He who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into His presence." Then he gives the church at Corinth these words in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. "So we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away and our inner self is being renewed day by day, for this light, momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen, they're eternal." Our hope comes from the certainty that we will live forever with Jesus, so we do not lose heart. Our hope abounds according to the level of trust we have in what God said. Do you believe in Jesus' statement that's recorded in John's Gospel? John chapter 4, verses 13 and 14 promises, "Jesus said to her, 'Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I give him will never be thirsty again.'" The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. In John 14, verses 12 and 14, he said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do, because I'm going to the Father. So whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." God's word contains his will for our lives. If you take him at his word, you can experience the fullness of joy and peace. If you trust fully in his promises, your hope can thrive completely. I pray that your faith continues to grow so that your hope will always abound. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and all peace. Here are some questions to ponder today. How are joy and hope connected? What is your level of trust in God's word? How can knowing his word better bring more joy and hope to your everyday life? Make Paul's desire your prayer. Personalize Romans 15, verse 13 in a prayer to God today. God of hope, please fill me with all joy and peace through my faith, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, I may abound in hope. Amen.